with one another.
去年我们有机会在主面前有两次的交通。
Last year we had two occasions that we could fellowship together in the Lord's presence.
那我们一直在同盟天召这个点上，我们来看主对我们的呼召，他在我们身上的心意。
And the theme was partaking of the heavenly calling as we see together what the Lord's calling is, what His will is for us.
我们第一次的交通乃是讲到主对我们的呼召，不仅是把我们从这世界中拯救出来。
Our first sharing is that not only did the Lord save us from the world of sin,
乃是要把我们磨成他神儿子的形象。
But He wants to conform us into the very image of His Son.
神乃是一位有目的的神。
God is the God of a purpose.
他乃是把我们拯救到他完全心意的里面。
So He wants to redeem us totally into His purpose.
就好像神拯救以色列人。
Just as God saved Israelites.
他把他们从埃及拯救出来。
So he led them out of Egypt.
乃是有目的要把他们带进迦南美地。
In order for this very purpose to lead them into the land of Canaan.
旷野不是神的目的。
So the wilderness is never God's purpose.
迦南地的一切丰富乃是神所要赐给以色列人。
Instead, the fullness of everything in the land of Canaan is something that God wanted to give all the Israelites.
神必定要成就他自己的工作。
And God will bring it to pass His very own work.
第二次我们也交通到神呼召我们。
At the second sharing, we mentioned that when God called us,
神呼召我们乃是要我们在地上能够成为他那个荣耀的见证。
He called us into the very glorious testimony for Him on earth.
因此我们现今成为神的儿女，在地上要有一个为主而活的生活。
Therefore, today as children of God, as we live in this world, we have to have this purpose, this testimony of a life living for Him.
那这一个为主而活的生活呢，乃是靠着我们内住的圣灵在我们的心中来引导我们。
Now, this life of living for Jesus.Is done through the indwelling Holy Spirit who leads us.
那靠着这个内住圣灵复活的能力，叫我们能够活出主在我们身上的心意来。
Now by this resurrection power of this indwelling Holy Spirit, we are able to live out the way that the Lord wants us to live.
那今天呢，主再一次给我在这个点上有同样的负担，我们愿意来交通，我们如何进到神国度的那个时机的里面。
Today the Lord has again impressed me with this same burden as to how to enter into the very reality of the kingdom of God.
所以我们开始之前，请弟兄姊妹，我们先读几处的圣经。
Now before we start our sharing, shall we read few passages in the Bible?
我们首先请弟兄姊妹看约翰福音第三章，我们来读几节的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, first we will read a portion of the Bible in the book of John, chapter 3.
因为时间的缘故呢，我们今天要读的圣经比较多一点，所以也许一段呢，我们只读中文，然后另外一段我们请姊妹只读英文。
Now, being pressed by time, and again, we have more passages to read for today, then what we'll do is Maybe I'll just read Chinese Bible first, and our sister will read the English version of another section of the Bible.
好，我们约翰福音这段话呢，我们先用中文来读。
And this passage in the book of John will be read in Chinese only.
约翰福音第三章，我们从第一节读到第五节。
We will read from verses 1 to 5 of the book of John.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在，无人能行。耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你们， 告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来呢？耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我们再请看啊，罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14。
我们请姊妹为我们读十七节。
We will read this verse in English。
十四章第十七节。
Romans 14:17。For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
我们再请弟兄姊妹看一下哥林多前书第四章。
Brothers and sisters, we'll read 1 Corinthians now in chapter 4.
第四章二十节讲到。
Verse 20.
因为神的国不在乎言语，乃在乎全能。我们再请弟兄姊妹翻回到路加福音第十七章。
Let's now turn to Book of Luke chapter 17.
我们请姊妹为我们读第二十节跟二十一节。
Verses 20 and 21. Luke 17 verse 20. Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you.
我们再看那个哥罗西书第一章第十三节。
Colossians chapter 1:13.
他救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我想我们刚刚读的那一几节的圣经呢，主要呢是讲到神国的性质。
Now all the passages we just read all speak of the very essence of the kingdom God.
那接下来我们再读几节的圣经呢，是讲到我们这一般属神的人对于神国应当有的回应。
And the following passages we'll be reading speak about the reaction of all of us who belong to God, in reference to the kingdom of God.
我们请翻开马太福音第六章。
Matthew 6.
我们读三十一节跟三十一节到三十三节。
Verses 31-33.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。我们再请看帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们请姊妹为我们读第四节跟第五节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 4 and 5. So that we ourselves, both of you among the churches of God, for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer.
我们在读马太福音第二十八章。
Matthew 28.
我们看一下十九节到二十节。
Verses 19 and 20.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。最后我们再回到马太福音第六章。
Now we turn to Matthew 6.
我们请姊妹为我们读第九跟第十节。
Matthew 6 verses 9 and 10. In this manner, therefore pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
好，我们圣经就暂时先读到这里。
Now this is today's scripture reading.
我们请低头，我们再有一点祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们真是靠着你的恩典，我们一同能够安息在你的跟前。
O Lord, truly it is by your grace that we can rest together at your feet.
因为你已经为我们成就了一切救赎荣耀的工作。
Because you have accomplished all the glorious redemptive work.
我们真是愿意像玛利亚一样，一同聚在你施恩宝座前来听主你向我们所施话语的恩典。
Oh Lord, we'll just be like Mary to be gathered around your throne of grace and to listen to your word of grace.
让我们一同安静我们的心，切切的渴慕主来在我们心的深处来向我们说话。
Oh, help us quiet our heart and eagerly waiting for the Lord to speak into the very depth of our soul.
主实在不是靠着我们自己，乃是靠着你无所不在的圣灵在我们当中应许，把你荣耀的心意涂抹在我们的心中。
Lord, it's not by ourselves, but by the omnipresent Holy Spirit that works in us and anoint your words in our heart.
因此我们在这里求你除去一切拦阻你话语释放的拦阻，主啊，让我们真是能够单单的从你那里领受你所要交托给我们的。
O Lord, remove all the hindrances that we will be able to listen to you and receive what you want to tell us.
好叫你的旨意能够成全在你的百姓的身上。
So that your will be done in all your people.
叫你荣耀的心意你的名能够在我们的中间被高举，吸引万人来归向你。
So that your glorious name and your glorious heart will be exalted high to draw all the people to you.
我们把感谢敬拜归给主。
Lord, we just give you all the thanksgiving and worship.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
关于神的国在圣经的里面。
In view of this, the kingdom of God as it is spoken in the Bible.
这是一个非常大而且是一个重要的一个题目。
We know this is a very big and very important theme.
特别是当我们读整本圣经的时候。
Especially as we read the whole Bible.
充满了神他的国度在圣经里面的启示。
And it's filled with all the revelation of the kingdom of God.
所以我们如果对神的国能够有一个完全的一个认识。
So if we do have this complete understanding of the kingdom of God.
我们对神那一个永远的目的能够更清楚，并且能够知道神他在现今这个世代所要成全的工作。
Then we will have a clear comprehension of the purpose of God and what is the work that he wants to accomplish in this present age.
但是神的国他所涵盖的范围是这么样的大。
But since the kingdom of God encompasses so much,
我们所能领会的也实在是非常的有限。
And at the same time, what we can comprehend is so little.
那我个人愿意因着主给我的一点负担在与弟兄姊妹有一点交通。
So I personally would like to share this theme with you today because of the very burden that the Lord has placed on my heart.
那讲到神的国呢 我们从圣经的启示来看，我们就看见神的国乃是从过去的永远一直到将来的永远都在神国这一个范围里头。那这个范围所讲到乃是时间就着人的观念时间里头来讲的。
Now, in view of the revelation from the Bible, when we speak of the kingdom of God, it really includes the eternity past until the eternity future. But as we talk about this kingdom of God, we would like to set a framework of time.
那就着它的范围来讲呢，神的国它所掌权的范围呢，乃是充满在这个整个宇宙的里面。
And also, in view of the boundary of the kingdom of God, we know that the kingdom of God is fills every place in the world.
所以虽然也许人没有办法体会出这一个神的国度。
Although sometimes we cannot understand the kingdom of God.
不过在时间在空间的里面，我们都在这个国度的里面。
However, in time, in space, we're all counted in the kingdom of God.
那我们首先来看一下什么是一个国度。
Now let's first look at what is the kingdom.
Kingdom 呢，国度这个字呢，在英文里头乃是两个字所合成的。
Kingdom in English is composed of two words.
第一个呢乃是 king， 第二个乃是 dominion， 两个字呢把它合在一起。
It's composed of king and dominion.
King 呢乃是讲到有一个王。
King speaks there is a king.
Dominion 呢乃是讲到王主宰的一个管理。
Now dominion speaks of the reigning of this king.
所以很显然呢在这个国度里面呢，第一个意义呢乃是讲到是一个王的一个治理。
So apparently in the meaning of kingdom it speaks of the reigning of a king.
但是这个治理呢，在我们的观念当中，我们常常有一个范围把它限制住。
But in our notions, when we speak of reigning, we say there is a boundary, a refinement.
这一个限制呢，是因着我们从人的观念来看，你比方讲呢，一个美国的总统呢，虽然美国在这个世界上是一个强盛的国家。
But this is simply because we view this from man's perspective. Well, taking example, like America is the strong power in this world.
但是呢，美国总统他只能够管辖在美国这个范围的里面。
But America's president only has control of the everything within the American boundary.
即使一个很微小的一个小岛在太平洋不属于美国的领土呢。
Just, but even there is a small Pacific island,
美国的总统也没有办法，也没有权力去辖管那边的百姓。
The American president has no power, no control over anything in that little Pacific island.
这是我们对于一个国度呢，那一个范围的一个限制。
So this is our view of the confinement of the boundary of a kingdom.
但是神的国内不是限制在一个有形的范围的里面。
But God's kingdom is never being confined a specific boundary.
因为神他是一个主宰万有，在万有之上的神。
Because our God is the God who is above all things and he controls everything.
所以他的主权呢，乃是在整个万有之上。
So his sovereignty is above all the universe.
他的权力呢，乃是统管在这宇宙当中。
And his power rules all the cosmos.
另外国度呢，还有另外一个意义呢，乃是讲到一个 kingship.
Now another meaning to the kingdom is the kingship.
Kingship 乃是讲到一个王的一个地位。
Kingship speaks of the position of a king.
讲到他的身份。
It speaks of his status.
那这个身份呢，乃是表明王在凡事上呢，他有最高的优先权。
Which speaks of the fact that the king has a predominance of everything in everywhere.
因为他是这一个唯一王的一个身份。
Because he holds the very status of being the king.
那在圣经里头给我们看到国度 啊，第三个方面呢，也讲到啊，关于他国度的百姓这一件事情。
The third meaning to this kingdom also speaks of the subjects of this kingdom.
在人的观念当中呢，王可以是一种人。
Now in our view, that a king is just a certain category.
百姓呢，可能可以变成另外一种不同的人。
As opposed to the subjects being considered another category.
王可以是一个尊贵的人。
The king could be a very noble person.
但是里头的百姓也可能是许多卑贱的人。
But all his subjects could be very base and lowly.
但是呢，在神的国里头。
However, in the kingdom of God.
我们看见呢，王如何。
We see that as a king is.
他里头的百姓呢，他也要如何。
So will his subjects be.
这从以色列人的历史我们就可以、啊、看得很清楚。
We could see this clearly from the Israelites' history.
当、啊、神呼召他的百姓。
When God called his people.
就是以色列人从埃及出来的时候。
All the Israelites who come out of Egypt.
神、啊、把在西乃山下吩咐他们。
At Mount Sinai, God told them.
神要他们成为一个祭司。
That God wanted them to become the kingdom of priests.
并且呢，要他们成为一个圣洁的国民。
And a holy nation.
叫他们呢，能够在地上所有一切的见证，能够表明这一位人眼睛所看不见的这一位圣洁公义的王。
So the testimony of them on earth will manifest the very invisible God of all His righteousness.
所以呢，啊。这一个我们就可以从圣经里头清楚地认识到在这个、啊、神国度里面的百姓呢也一同、啊、是要、啊、成为像他的王一样有那一种尊贵、啊、圣洁的身份。
So as revealed in the Bible, we see that God's subjects should be just like their king, being holy and righteous.
那今天早晨呢我们愿意啊首先来看啊，这一个神国的性质啊，以及我们这一班如今蒙恩得救的人啊，我们在神的国度里头，我们应当啊有什么样的一个啊生活的态度。
So in this morning, we would like to share on the very nature of the kingdom of God, and as subjects of this kingdom of God, what kind of attitude we should hold toward our life.
啊、我们刚刚所读的圣经里头呢、啊、一开始的时候在犹太人、啊、里面讲到有一个人叫尼哥底母。
Now in the passages we just read, we mentioned that there is a man in the Jews named Nicodemus.
尼哥底母呢他是一个犹太人的官。
Nicodemus is a ruler of the Jews.
他是一个尊贵的人。
He is a very noble person.
并且他也是一个法利赛人。
And also he's a Pharisee.
他是一个宗教的领袖。
He is a religious leader then.
并且他也是一个谦卑的人。
And also he is a very humble person.
因为他来到主耶稣的跟前，称我们的主耶稣一个木匠的儿子呢，啊，称他为老师。
Well, as he comes before our Lord Jesus, he called our Lord Jesus the very son of a carpenter as rabbi.
因为他知道我们的主啊所行出来的。啊、不管是神迹以及我们主他在地上在人的面前、啊、行事为人实在跟他所认识的完全的不一样。
Because he realizes that this Jesus, all his teaching, all his walks before men are so totally different.
所以他来到主的跟前很谦卑的、啊、想要从主的身上学到是不是有一些东西呢他在啊、宗教的世界里面所没有办法学到的。
So coming before the Lord very humbly, he wants to learn something that he cannot learn in his religious world.
但是呢，主耶稣却很稀奇地跟他讲说，人若不重生，就不能够见神的国。
But amazingly, the Lord said to him that Unless a person has been born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
一个人除非借着水和圣灵生，他不能够进入神的国。
And unless one is being born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
换句话说，神的国今天不是在外面。
To put it another way, the kingdom of God is not something outwardly.
现今啊，神的国要进入，乃是啊在。一个复活圣灵的里面才能够进到神的国里头。
To enter into the kingdom of God has to be done in the spirit of resurrection.
所以我们啊，今天早晨愿意来看神国的性质到底是怎么样。
So this morning we would like to share on the very nature of the kingdom of God.
我们在罗马书那里讲到神的国不在乎吃喝，乃在圣灵啊，乃在啊公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
The book of Romans, as we read that, it speaks, the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but the righteousness and peace and the joy in the Holy Spirit.
吃和喝乃是人一个生活上最基本的需要。
Eating and drinking are the basic needs of human beings.
人啊，今天在世界上啊，所一切的劳苦、一切的辛劳。
All our labor and toil in today's world,
实在说来，乃是为着满足我们肚子里面的需要。
Are simply for the needs of our stomach.
换句话说呢，在这里所表明的一件事情，乃是为着我们自己的需要。
So here, eating and drinking is saying something that's simply for our needs.
这是今天世界上的人忙忙碌碌啊。在那里所要追求的。
And this is also the thing that today's people in the world simply busy themselves about.
人所追求的目的就是要满足自己，来显扬自己。
Well, man's pursuit, that his goal is simply to exalt himself, to make himself known.
实在说来呢，我想这个现象是非常的清楚的。
So we actually see this is a very evident phenomenon.
我们在公司上班的时候
As we're working,
老板呢常常要我们努力工作。
As we're working at work, our bosses would tell us work harder.
希望呢公司能够好起来，能够多赚钱。
And we're hoping that the company will be doing well to earn enough money.
可是呢，我们这些在底下做人家员工的人
，But for us who are employees，
我们常常在那里讲一件事情
，And we often talk about one thing。
这个 bottom line， 这个最底线到底是什么
？We would say what is the bottom line after all？
每一个人的 bottom line 就是我每个月领薪水的时候，到底有多少放到我口袋里面
？Our bottom line, the very concern, is only exactly how much will be put into my pocket at the end of the month.
在决定我要为公司付出多少
？And this will decide how much I would like to put myself into this company.
也许公司的公司的人事部门呢想尽办法能够鼓励。
Maybe,
所有的员工好好工作。
Maybe the company's human resources department has done all they could do to encourage all employees work harder.
但是呢，每一个人的心中都有一个 bottom line.
But in every employee's heart, there is a bottom line there.
就是这样，所以
simple as this.
所以呢，在这里我们所看见的实在神在这里告诉我们。
Here, as we read God's word, He tells us that
不是是在神的国里头呢，不是注重那些吃喝满足我们肉体的事情。
The kingdom of God does not emphasize all the eating and drinking which would satisfy our flesh desires.
第一件事情呢，乃是公义。
Instead, the first thing is righteousness.
公义呢，我们在诗篇第八十九篇那边还有在诗篇很多地方都提到呢。
In Psalm 89 and in many other places in the book of Psalms,
公义和公平乃是神宝座的根基。
righteousness and peace are the very foundations of God's throne.
慈爱和诚实呢，行在神的面前。
Loving kindness and faithfulness walk before Him.
神的 bottom line 呢，乃是公义。
So God's bottom line is righteousness.
不是为着啊他的自己啊，不是像我们人一样呢，为着我们自己，到底我们得多少
？It's not what we think that exactly how much this will be for ourselves.
因为这个啊，宇宙主宰的王呢，他要管理这个宇宙呢，他必须站在他自己公义和公平的地位上。
Because this very king, the ruler of the universe, reigns on the basis of this righteousness and peace.
即使这一个王呢，他要显明他的爱、他的啊信实、他的诚实呢，这一切仍然要在公义的根基上。
Even when God shows all His loving kindness and His faithfulness, still this is done on the very foundation of righteousness.
我想弟兄姊妹最清楚的一件事情。
And one thing is clear to all the brothers and sisters is
我们都是有罪的人。
That we're sinners.
但是神何等爱我们。
But how much our God loves us.
他愿意拯救我们。
That He's willing to save us.
所以呢他必须要满足他公义的要求。
So he has to have this demand of righteousness being satisfied first.
他就需要他的儿子来成为我们的代替。
Then he sends his son to become our substitution.
因为罪的工价就是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
神的儿子为我们在十字架上面受死。
So God's son died on the cross for us.
叫神的公义能够先得满足。
So that God's righteousness a demand could first be met.
所以神的爱才能够临到我们这一般不配的人身上。
And then all God's love can be poured out to us who are so unworthy of this.
这是神做事一贯的法则。
And this is the way of God's deeds, the very principle, it doesn't change.
许多人不明白。
So many people do not understand this.
但是圣经从旧约到新约已经很清楚地告诉我们。
But the Bible from Old Testament to New Testament has clearly laid this out.
许多人以为旧约的神是一个严厉的神。
So many people feel that the God in the Old Testament is such a stern God.
新约的神呢，乃是一个爱的神。
As opposed to the God in the New Testament who is loving.
实在说来，神在他自己从来没有改变过。
But frankly speaking, God Himself never changes.
神所做的一切都要按着他的公义来行。
Everything that God does is done according to His righteousness.
那公义啊，到底啊是指着什么说的
？Then exactly what does this righteousness refer to?
公义乃是指着啊，在神的面前啊，一切啊都是一个。正的一个行为，一个对的一个情形。
Righteousness speaks of the fact that in the presence of God, everything is done right in His eyesight.
那在啊，神创造人的时候
，When God created man,
神在人的里面有两个最重要的因素放在人的里头。
He has placed two most important elements into man's heart.
第一个呢，乃是讲到神给人有一个理性。
First, God has given us this reasoning.
理性呢，叫我们能够有一个自由的意志。
So that we have this free will.
我们可以自己选择。
Then we can make our own choice.
神不是创造一群的机器人。
God has never created a bunch of robots.
神乃是创造一般啊，可以有自由意志的人。
But He has created all these people with free will.
你可以选择来爱他，来亲近他。
You can choose to love him, to come close to him.
你也可以像亚当一样选择呢，来离开神，自己要独立。
Or you could be like Adam to get away from him and to be independent.
另外第二个方面呢，神乃是把一个道德放在人的里面。
The second element that he placed in man's heart is this morality.
这个道德呢，就是保罗所说的，就是在我们里面有一个是非之心呢。或以为是，或以为非。
This is what Paul speaks, that God has placed this conscience into our hearts, whether it excuses us or accuses us.
这一个道德呢，叫我们啊，可以
往上发展。
This morality makes us be able to develop upwardly.
越来越像神内那一个尊贵荣耀的身份。
To be more and more like the very noble and holy status of God.
或者呢，往下发展。
Or we could develop downwardly.
越来越像啊一个卑贱一个啊啊没有一无所用的人。
Or to become more and more like a lowly person, good for nothing.
但是呢，神的心意啊，乃是要我们啊能够啊吃那一棵生命树上的果子呢，能够往上发展，越来啊能够先与神联合呢，然后能够成为啊那一个尊贵荣耀的人。
But God's heart is for us to eat of the tree of life and grow upwardly to be united with him and more and more to be like him.
但是呢，可惜的啊，亚当呢接受了那一个啊魔鬼的试探啊，那吃了善恶树上的果子之后呢，人就往另外一个方向不断的去发展。
But quite a shame that Adam conceded to the temptation from Satan, and he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he simply grew toward the other direction.
所以一切呢，都远离了神。
So everything has now been separated from God further and further.
所以神在全地上开始恢复他的工作的时候，他首先拣选了以色列人。
So as God starts to restoring all his work, he first chose Israelites.
他来到西乃山下呢，把律法颁布给他们。
He came to the feet of Mount Sinai and he gave them the laws.
因为当神啊在那里要吩咐以色列人成为他的子民，以色列人说：“你所吩咐我们的，我们都能够做得到。”
There, as he told the Israelites to become his people, and Israelites said, "Yes, everything you said, we will do."
所以神啊。借着摩西把十诫颁布了给以色列的百姓。
So through Moses, God gave his Ten Commandments to Israelites.
那我们从十诫的里头来看呢，我们知道十诫主要分为两个部分。
And as we view this Ten Commandments, we know it could be separated into two big parts.
第一个部分呢，乃是第一节到第四节呢，乃是讲到人跟神的关系。
Verse 1 through 4 speak of the very relationship of man and God.
第二个部分呢，乃是第五节
到最末了。Second part starts from verse 5 until the end.
讲到人与人之间的关系。
It speaks of the relationship between men.
很多啊读圣经的人呢，讲到神实在说来啊，神在律法里面所显明出来的，就是神当初在啊，创造人的时候呢，所摆在人里头的那一个啊，所谓的道德。
The students of the Bible tell us that all these Ten Commandments simply show us the very morality when God first created man.
但是这个道德跟我们今天所讲的是有一个很大的不同。
But this morality is totally quite a difference between what we are talking about today in reference morality.
因为人已经远离了神了，所以这个道德，人所讲的道德呢，啊，已经不含神的成分在里头。
Since men have fallen away from God, so what man's morality does not have the elements of morality that God first has in his heart.
人所讲的道德不过是人与人之间彼此的啊那一个关系而已。
Our morality speaks of the relationship between men.
但是在圣经里面给我们看见呢，首先乃是人跟神的关系。
But as the Bible shows us that a relationship should be first set in reference to us and God.
然后才讲到人跟人之间当有的那个关系。
After this is said, then we come to the relationship between men.
人需要先把神摆在首位上。
Man has to place God first.
一切才能够啊，在神的眼中呢，人所行的才能够是一个神所看为正的一件事。
And afterward, everything that man do will fall into the right place that could be.Deemed right in God's sight.
那在 但是呢，我们从旧约的历史来看呢，实在说来，有罪的人根本没有办法达到神律法的要求。
Now, in light of the Old Testament's history of man, we know that sinners simply cannot meet God's demand.
所以我们去读新约圣经的时候，新约圣经把整个神颁布律法的目的呢，向我们打开。
So as we come to New Testament, we could see the very purpose of God's all His laws.
律法乃是叫我们知罪。
The law simply give us the knowledge of sin.
叫乃是为过犯所添上。
And is added for the sake of transgressions.
这是在加拉太书那里保罗讲到这一个律法它最主要的一个功用。
As we see, this is said in the book of Galatians when Paul talks about the most important function of the law.
律法呢，还有另外一面的功用呢，乃是它是一个启蒙的老师。
And another function of the law for the law to act as a tutor.
这个启蒙的老师呢，把我们带在一个地步的里面，让我们看见呢。我们完全的不行。
This very tutor will bring us to a place where we will see we are totally nothing, can do anything.
达到神公义的要求。
We can do nothing to meet God's righteous demand.
但是这个老师呢，一方面又把我们指向主耶稣基督。
But at the same time, this tutor also points us to the Lord Jesus.
只有他能够成为我们的拯救。
Because only Lord Jesus will become our Savior.
不是凭着我们自己。
It's not by ourselves.
然后在马太福音又讲到主他来到这世上，他提到他来不是要废掉律法，乃是律法要在他的身上完全得到成全。
And also in the book of Matthew, as we read that the Lord says he comes not to abolish the law, but to bring out the fulfillment of the law.
所以保罗在加拉太书又有一个结论。
Therefore, Paul also has a conclusion in the book of Galatians.
律法的总结就是基督。
That the very purpose of the law is Christ Jesus.
换句话说，基督乃是律法本身的发表。
To put it another way, that Christ is a manifestation of the law.
又是律法能够成全完全在他的里面。
He also make it possible for the law to be fulfilled in him.
那这个律法，这个救主跟我们的关系呢，如今在希伯来书就讲得更清楚。
And the relationship of this Savior and the law can be seen more clearly in the book of Hebrews.
今天律法是刻在我们的心板上。
Because today's law is inscribed in our hearts.
换句话说，主他就成为我们那一个力量，成为我们那一个能力呢，叫我们今天信他的人能够活出律法的义来。
Or to say that the Lord Jesus has now become the strength and the power, so for us who believe in him can actually carry out the righteousness.
所以我们从新约的光来看的时候，我们就看见，一方面来讲，主耶稣是我们的义。
So in the light of the New Testament, on the one hand, that the Lord Jesus is our righteousness.
我们在他面前，我们因信称义。
And in his presence, we've been justified by faith.
但是讲到我们进入那个实际的时候。
But as we speak of the very way to enter into that reality.
主耶稣住在我们的里面。
We see that the Lord indwells us.
我们靠着这个力量，我们能够活出神所要我们该有的那个义来。
And by this strength that we're able to live out the righteousness that the Lord commands.
主来不是废掉义。
The Lord does not come to abolish this righteousness.
不是我们信主的人，我们今天在神面前称义。
It's not that we who believe in the Lord we're being justified.
我们就可以无法无天。
Then we could do whatever we want.
反正我们在主在神面前，我们是一个蒙拯救的人。
After all, we are all saved before the Lord.
不，反而是相反的。
No, to the contrary.
主住在我们的里面。
The Lord lives in us.
乃是要带领我们往上更于神，啊，活出神所要的那个义来。
In order to lead us upwardly to live out this righteousness that God demands.
过去靠着我们自己，已经以色列整个百姓在几千年之内证明了我们活不出来。
In time past, we've seen that the Israelites have done all they could and they failed.
但是今天神借着他的儿子复活的能力在我们的里面，我们神要来帮助我们来成全这个律法的义。
But today, God, through the indwelling power of this resurrection, that He will help us to fulfill this righteous demand.
那我们常常听人啊有这样的说法。
We often heard this saying.
啊，我去读圣经呢，盼望从圣经的里面得着一些啊经文呢，或者一些亮光呢，能成为我日常生活的帮助。
We would say that, oh, I want to study the Bible so I could find verses that could become the light, the help for my daily life.
所以圣经呢，啊，如果不能够应用在我的生活上面呢，这个对我没什么好处。
So if the Bible cannot be applied to my daily world, then it's good for nothing.
我们也常常听人这样讲呢，如果啊我们讲道讲得太高太深。
And also we heard people say that if our message is too high, too lofty.
但是呢自己又做不出来呢，有什么用处呢？
But at the same time you can't actually carry it out. What's the point?
啊，听起来好像很有道理。
It sounds makes much different, makes all the sense.
更有人啊也常常这样讲呢，我所做的呢，我在将来在主的面前呢，我要得到称赞。
And also people say that what I do now will be praised in the future when we see the Lord.
我不管呢别人对我怎么看法。
And I really don't care how other people look at me.
我想这些听起来呢好像都很有道理，我们在主面前啊负我们自己的责任。
Well,aren't all these sayings making all the senses, and then we will simply take our own responsibility before the Lord.
但是呢，如果我们回到主耶稣对马太、对尼哥底母所讲的话
，But if we come back to the passage where the Lord spoke to Nicodemus,
我们就看见呢，我们又落到尼哥底母那一种情形的里头。
We see we actually have fallen into the very state where Nicodemus was.
尼哥底母呢，乃是要凭着他自己呢，能够达到神他自己的义。
Because Nicodemus wanted to reach God's righteousness by his own means.
也许他是一个相当好的一个人。
Maybe he was indeed a very good person.
在世界人的眼中，他已经是一个完全人。
Actually, in view of man, he probably was a perfect person.
但是他看到主的身上还有一些对他来讲使他变得不完全。
However, he sees something in the Lord so appealing that made him imperfect.
所以呢，他需要来到这一位先生的面前呢，再学一点。
Therefore, he needed to come before this teacher to learn a little bit more.
是以自己为中心。
Nevertheless, this is self-centered.
但是主跟他讲说呢。
And the Lord said to him,
人若不借重生呢，借着水和道啊，重生不能够进神的国。
Unless one is born of the water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所谓水，乃是指着第一个方面，指着一个悔改。
Water in the first aspect speaks of repentance.
是一个悔改的洗。
This is a baptism of repentance.
另外一个方面乃是与主同死同埋葬。
The second aspect of water is to die, to be buried together with him.
圣灵的重生呢，乃是叫我们从神那里得着一个新的生命。
Now the born again in Holy Spirit makes us receive this new life.
借着这个生命，我们才能够真实进到神的国里头。
Through this new life, then we can enter into the reality of the kingdom of God.
不是凭着我们自己要做什么。
It's not by what we want to do.
乃是 神如何在我们的身上做。
But by what the God wants to do in us.
回到刚刚的那几个问题。
Now let's come back to the beginning questions.
我们可以很清楚的，今天不是我从圣经里头捡几句话来改变我自己。
It's not that today I will pick a few verses to change myself.
怎么去应用？
Or how to apply them.
今天乃是当我们面对所有生活的一切问题的时候。
Instead, it is today when we face all the problems in life.
我们是不是听见里面的声音？
Are we hearing the inner voice?
我们愿意顺服里面的带领？
Are we willing to obey the leading of the Spirit?
我盼望弟兄姊妹能够体会这个。
I hope our brothers and sisters could really feel for this.
不是我遇到什么样的环境，我去选择我是不是要忍受过去呢？还是我要抵挡过去？
It's not when we face different circumstances, I will make the decision, well, whether I should endure this or I should do something to make better of it.
乃是我里面的主要怎么样带我过去？
Instead, it should be that the Lord who indwells us, how is He going to lead us?
所以不是我怎么做的问题。
So it's not a matter of what we do.
乃是我在主面前怎么顺服的问题。
But it's a matter of our obedience beforehand.
如果我们这样的话，我们就进到神的意里头。
If we have this in our mind, then we are actually entering into the kingdom of God.
因为在我们人自己的判断，我们以为做的是在神面前是讨神喜悦的。
Because often by our own judgment, we feel what we're doing are pleasing to Him.
但是呢，当我们来到主面前的时候，
But as we come before him,
也许我们所做的跟扫罗所做的是一样。
Maybe what we do is just like what Saul did.
但是只有圣灵在我们的里面光照我们的时候。
But only when Holy Spirit enlightens us in our heart.
我们所做的肯定是蒙神所喜悦的。
Then we could be sure that what we do is actually acceptable to him.
这是一个极大的一个分别。
This is quite a difference here.
但愿我们每一次读经的时候，
Every time as we come to study the Bible,
每一句话在我们的里面都是宝贵的。
May each verse we read that should become precious in our heart.
我们更求神在我们所遇见的各样环境的里面，
And we also pray to God that in all the circumstances that we face,
让我们有一个可听的耳朵，
We have this hearing ears,
并且有一个谦卑的心，
And also have this humble heart.
能够叫我们从主那里得到亮光和启示，
So that we could actually receive this light and this revelation from our Lord.
走我们所走的每一步路。
And we shall walk in every step being set up for us.
第二个方面，神的国乃是讲到和平。
Now the second aspect of the kingdom of God is peace.
和平呢，乃是平安的意思。
This speaks of the peace.
平安啊。在人犯罪以后，人跟神不再有平安。
Because the peace no longer exists after man's sin.
所以人跟人之间也不再有平安。
And also there is no peace between man.
亚当的儿子该隐跟亚伯呢，两个人就起了冲突。
And this is why Adam's two sons, Cain and Abel, confronted each other.
该隐呢，杀了他的弟弟。
Cain killed his brother.
这是人类第一个凶手。
And this is the first murder of mankind.
这一个不平安呢，一直存留到现今的时代。
This lack of peace hasn't been existing until today.
我们去读以色列人的历史。
As we read Israelites' history.
特别我们去读啊，读那个啊 ，Chronicles，
历代志。
历代志的时候呢，我们就看见呢。以色列他国每一个王兴起的时候，圣经都很清楚的这样告诉我们。
Especially as we read the Chronicles, and we see that at the rising of every kingdom, the Bible says this clearly.
这个王是谁谁的儿子。
That this king is the son of so and so.
然后呢，这个王他在神面前是怎么样一个做事的态度。
And it also speaks of the attitude that king held. Before God.
他是 在神面前做神所看为正的事呢？
Did he walk rightly before God, do things that God sees righteous?
还是他在神面前啊做神所看为恶的事？
Or did he walk evilly before God?
如果这个王看做神所看为正，就是神所看为对的事情，公义的事情。
If the king did the things that God sees right,
他呢，就我们就看见神必要保守他，神呢必要叫他的国兴旺，神叫他的国在一切平安，他的国位也能够稳固。
God would establish this king's throne, and also make the kingdom prosperous, and you know the kingdom will last.
但是呢，如果他做的刚刚好相反呢，那你就知道内忧外患不断的在这个国中发生。
But if he did the evil things, you would see the troubles outside and inside.
那神所看为正的事情，我们啊也很清楚，也是两件事。
And the things that God sees right are clearly being categorized into two aspects.
第一件事呢，乃是他对神的态度。
First is his attitude toward God.
他把国中的偶像全部除去。
That he would abolish all the idols in his kingdom.
按着神所该得的敬拜来敬拜神。
And worship God with the worship which is due God.
把神摆在该有的那个啊首位上。
And he placed God in the first place where God was supposed to be at.
另外一方面，他也按着公平和公义来治理他的百姓。
The second aspect is that he would judge his people on the basis of righteousness and justice.
这样国自然就兴旺起来。
And the kingdom would very naturally prosper.
所以在圣经的里面告诉我们，以耶和华为王的那一个国乃是神所祝福的。
So the Bible tells us, blessed is the country where God is their king.
上个月呢，我们知道布希总统呢，在美国的国会里面发表全国的演说。
Now last month we know that President Bush gave his State of the Union speech.
那在这个演说的里面呢，特别提到美国呢，在全球的竞争力呢，已经不断的下降。
And he mentioned that America's competitive power in the whole world has been diminishing.
他讲的确实是一个实话。
What he said was true.
我个人也可以很深深的感觉得到。
I personally strongly feel this.
那后来呢？有几期的那个 Time Magazine 呢，也把这件事情分析得很清楚。
And there are a few issues of Time Magazine also very clearly analyze the whole aspect.
那个讲到美国的教育是怎么样的不如亚洲的国家，讲到各方面的竞争呢，在研究方面，在科技的发展上面，别的国家是怎么样都不断的赶上来。
It speaks of the education in America, how it's been worse than the Asian counterparts, and also speaks of the technology power as being far less than all other countries.
然后讲到美国不仅呢，今天在国内政府里头呢，出现许多的危机。
And also in America, there is so many crises in the government.
还有海外呢。过去美国的盟友呢，已经不再在许多事上来支持美国。
And as to overseas, America's allies in time past no longer support America.
甚至呢，连那个宾拉丹，就是 Bin Laden 呢，这个在世人眼中看起来是一个土匪的人呢，都成为美国的脖子上的一根刺。
Even this Bin Laden.Who's considered the bandit of the world has become a thorn in America's neck.
然后呢，又讲到去年年底呢，在玻利维亚这个国家呢，选了一个左派的一个总统，是一个原住民他呢当了总统。然后呢，这个杂志上也讲到呢，这个人 又要成为美国白宫里头的一个脖子上的一根刺。
And also, last year in the country of Bolivia, all the people elected a leftist, a native person, and they predicted that this very person will become the thorn in the neck for America.
弟兄姊妹，我们从杂志上这些分析呢，一样一样看，他可以从几十年前分析得很清楚，为什么美国会落到今天的光景，分析的非常的清楚。
And the magazine analyzes so crystal clearly how America have fallen from scores years before until today.
而且一切好像都是很合理，有因必有果。
And everything seems so reasonable, from the effect and cause.
但是呢，我们这班属乎主的人。
But for us who belong to the Lord.
我们知道呢。神在人的国中掌权。
We know that God reigns among man.
今天如果啊，在一国当中
，Today if in a country
不再把神摆在他该有的首位上
，Where God is not being placed in the right position，
所遭遇的，我们从以色列人的历史就可以看得一清二楚。
And this is clearly seen in the Israelites' history.
我再想想我出生的地方台湾就像是这样。
And as I think of the place where I was born, Taiwan, and it's exactly like this.
三十几年的过来的光景。
In the past 30 years.
每况愈下。
It goes from bad to worse.
然后再看看韩国。
And take a look at Korea.
韩国今天送出去的宣教士啊，已经取代了美国在全球啊宣教士送出去的量里头，已经超越了美国。
Today, Korean has sent out the missionaries more than all the missionaries that America sent out into the whole world.
换句话说，这个国家敬畏神的人不断的加增。
In other words, in Korea, more and more people, More and more people who fear the Lord.
一切都，你就看到他们的啊外面的情形不断的兴旺起来。
And we actually see everything, even outwardly in Korea, has been all the way prospering.
我不是要叫弟兄姊妹去迷信。
I'm not trying to promote superstition.
但是我要弟兄姊妹看见一件事情，圣经所讲的话，句句都要定准。
Now, I would like to share this with you and make you see clearly that everything the Bible says is established.
以耶和华为神的那国，必要蒙到许多的祝福。
The country whose God is the Lord will be blessed abundantly.
所以我们啊，讲到这个平安的时候。
So as we speak of this peace.
除非神啊，在我们的心中能够啊，是一个啊掌权。我们活在他的面前，是按着神的公义啊，在神面前过生活。
And unless God reigns in us, and we also live according to His righteousness,
我们啊实在不能够有平安。
We will never have this peace.
OK， 平安啊，不仅是讲到。这一个大的范围，平安也是在我们个人的身上。
Now this peace not only speaks of a larger phenomenon, but also it speaks to us personally.
如果我们按着神的心意，顺服神的圣灵在我们里面啊过生活，我们就看见我们不管是父母也好，不管是儿女也好。整个家庭都在那个平安的里面。
If we obey God and submissive to this indwelling spirit, then we will see in our house, whether parents or children, we all will live in peace.
但是只要有人开始啊，活在肉体的里面啊，沉迷在罪的享受里面的时候，这个平安就要完全消失。
As soon as a person lives in the flesh,And indulges himself in the pleasure of sin, this peace will simply disappear.
最后，我们再讲到 神的国乃是在圣灵中的喜乐。
Lastly, we will speak of the joy in the Holy Spirit of the Kingdom God.
那我想神的这个喜乐呢，乃是根据我们在神的面前有一个对的光景，与神那个和谐的关系建立起来，我们灵里头自然有一个灵里的喜乐。
This inner spiritual joy is based upon harmonious relationship, the right relationship between us and God.
这个喜乐呢，我们从《使徒行传》我们就可以看得清楚。
And we could see this distinctly starting from the book of Acts.
当福音传给耶路撒冷的弟兄姊妹的时候
，When the gospel was preached to the brothers and sisters in Jerusalem,
犹太人起来反对他们。
The Jews came up to oppose them.
起来压迫他们。
They came to oppress all the disciples.
但是呢，他们聚在一起的时候
，But as these disciples got together,
不仅他们能够感谢赞美主
，Not only did they praise and thank God.
圣经告诉我们，他们的心中充满了欢喜。
The Bible also tells us that their hearts are filled with joy.
虽然他们不顺服这些犹太的这些长老们
，Although they did not obey the Jewish elders.
但是就如彼得所说的，顺服神是应当的，他们可以不需要去顺服人那一些不出于神的要求。
Just as Peter said, this is right for them to obey God, not to obey men whose demands are not from God.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是不是常常也有这样的经历呢
？Brothers and sisters, don't we also have the same kind of experience today?
也许我们在公司的里头
，Maybe at work.
老板呢，发现在我们这个部门做错了什么事情
？Maybe the boss finds out something wrong in our department.
老板要我们所有的人呢，把这件事情掩盖起来。
So the boss would say, cover it up, and this is said to everyone in the department.
但是呢，我们的里面告诉我们不可以这样做。
But within our hearts, we know we're not supposed to do so.
也许这件事情讲了出来。
Maybe this very incident, if it's being spoken out.
我们可能会遭遇到许多的难处。
We might encounter many difficulties.
也许会有许多的指责。
We might endure much accusation.
但是里面的主告诉我们，我们必须要按着主的心意来行。
But the Lord in us tells us that we need to walk according to His purpose.
我们也顺服主的这样的教导来行。
And we also obey the teaching from the Lord.
虽然外面有许多的困难
Although outwardly there are bound to have difficulties.
但是我们里面却是有平安
But inwardly we have this peace.
因着主在里面保守我们，我们里面仍然有喜乐
And because the Lord has kept us in Him, that we still have this inner joy and peace.
所以我们实在需要知道我们当我们常常活在主的跟前的时候，我们里面自然就会有那一个喜乐存在我们的里面。
So we need to know this, that as we often abide in the Lord, then this indwelling joy will definitely overflow.
我记得呢，尼托森弟兄在最后的一封信写给他的堂姐的时候。
I remember Brother Ni wrote one of his last letters to his cousin.
他呢写到说他还是维持在主里面的喜乐。
He told her that he continued to have this joy in the Lord.
我想呢，实在是感谢主，我们的弟兄能够在那样困难的环境里面仍然维持在主里面的喜乐。
We really thank the Lord that even in such a difficult hardship that our brother continued to maintain his joy.
那如何维持那个喜乐呢
？Then how can we maintain this joy？
因为他顺服主，能够活在主面前那一个正常的光景。
Because he's able to hold on to the normal condition where he obey the Lord。
在那一个最关头的时候，我们的弟兄仍然不弃绝我们的主。
Even at that critical moment, our brother never forsook our Lord.
所以神能够保守他在主里面维持那个人所不能夺去的喜乐。
Therefore, God kept our brother in that joy where people could not take away.
所以我们就看见呢，实在神的国不在乎外面的吃喝。
Now we see that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking outwardly.
乃是在乎公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
But righteousness, peace, and joy in the spirit.
但愿我们实在能够学习活在这样的光景当中。
If only we could all learn to live in this kind of situation.
把我们的主，把我们的神放在首位上。
Where we place our God in the first place.
当他在首位上的时候，他就容易来管理我们。
When he has a preeminence, then it will be easy for him to rule us all.
当他来管理我们的时候，我们就有平安。
And when he rules us, we will have this peace.
我们有平安，我们自然就有喜乐。
And if we have peace, we readily would have this joy.
这样神的见证很自然就从我们的身上能够流露出去。
And God's testimony will just so naturally overflow from us.
见证不单单只是用口来传。
Because testimony is not simply done by our mouths.
见证乃是叫人从我们的身上能够看见我们的主。
Testimony is to enable people to see the Lord in us.
这些年来我个人一直觉得很亏欠。
All these years, I always have this accusation in myself.
所以实在也求主借着这篇道来向我说话，愿主能够更多的显在我们每一个人的身上。
I fell short of what I shared with you, so may the Lord continue to keep us, help us actually bring out what He wants us to do.
我们再有一点祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer to conclude it?
主，我们实在感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we really thank you for your grace.
一切都是你为我们所做成的。
Because everything is done for us by you.
如今你把我们摆在一个尊贵的地位上。
Now you've placed us in such a noble position.
要我们能够在世人的面前显出那一个尊贵的地位。
So that we can actually manifest this position before man.
也显出我们乃是真正一般属乎神的子民。
To show that we really belong to God.
哦主啊，我们实在凭着我们自己，我们只有羞辱你的名。
O Lord, by our own selves, we can only put your name to shame.
但是我们相信你可以来成全你自己所要得着的工作。
But we're persuaded that you're able to perfect the work that you want to accomplish.
愿你常常在我们的心中来提醒我们。
May you continue to remind us in our hearts.
我们既然称呼你为主。
That since we called you Lord.
你就是我们的主。
You are our Lord.
让我们凡事先回到主面前。
So that in everything we will come first.Before you,
让主来定夺
and we will allow you to make the decision.
让主自己来安慰我们
and we will allow you to comfort us.
让主亲自来鼓励我们
and you yourself would encourage us.
也让主来引导我们
and we would allow you to lead us.
走这一条永生的道路
in this way everlasting.
我们再把这些话来交托仰望主。
Oh, again, we simply lift up and commit this word back to your hand.
愿你常常在我们里面成为我们回头的亮光。
Oh, may you yourself become the very high light in us.
好叫你的旨意成全在你百姓的身上。
So your will be done in your people.
愿你的名在我们中间能够被高举。
May your name be exalted high among us.
吸引万人来归向主。
To draw all people to the Lord.
因为你配得一切荣耀、敬拜和赞美。
Because you're worthy of all the worship and praises.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.